This is an Expository Files podcast. I'm John Quinn, and this is being recorded on August the 11th, 2017. This is the third of four in a series of podcasts based on Isaiah chapter 53, verses 3 through 9, as we seek to correlate this biblical text with the hymn, Hallelujah, What a Savior, which is also the title of this series. First, we will consider the words of the hymn, the third verse, and then we will consider the words of the text, Isaiah chapter 53, verse 8. First, the hymn. Guilty, vile, and helpless we, spotless Lamb of God was He. Full atonement, can it be? Hallelujah, what a Savior. The portion of the text of Isaiah's wonderful messianic prophecy that we'll be quoting today is verse 8 of Isaiah 53. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people, to whom the stroke was due? We serve a perfectly righteous God, a God that cannot simply overlook sin. If he did, he would not be perfectly righteous. But what God could do and did do would be to provide a price that would pay or cover the magnitude of our transgressions. He found that price in the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. So now, through Jesus, our God not only maintains his righteous character, he is a just God, but he also becomes the justifier of those who put faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. Oh yes, this sacrifice had to be perfect. It could not be silver, it could not be gold, it had to be something higher and nobler. They say that money cannot buy happiness, but some would argue the point. This is sure, money cannot buy eternal salvation, but the blood of Jesus Christ can. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, we read, knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things, like silver or gold, from your futile way of life inherited from your forefathers, but with precious blood, as of a lamb, unblemished and spotless, the blood of Christ. Without the shedding of Jesus' blood, there would be no redemption, there would be no hope. The greatest price ever paid for anything purchased for me and for you the very best gift possible, and that is the gift of salvation. In 2 Timothy in chapter 2 and beginning with verse 10, the Apostle Paul writes, for this reason I endure all things for the sake of those who are chosen, so that they may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, and with it eternal glory. It is a trustworthy statement, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. The question posed by the hymn, full atonement, can it be, is answered with a resounding yes. Now I can be joined to our Father in heaven, just as if I had never sinned to begin with. I'm pretty happy with why this situation has come about. It's because God loves me and you and the world. In Romans chapter 5, verses 10 and 11, we read, for if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only this, but we also exult in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we now have received the reconciliation. Again, the words of our text, Isaiah 53, verse 8. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people, to whom the stroke was due? And now the words of the hymn. Guilty, vile, and helpless we, spotless Lamb of God was he. Full atonement, can it be? Hallelujah, what a Savior. Next time, we'll be looking at Isaiah chapter 53, verse 9, and the final verse of the hymn. This has been an Expository Files podcast. I'm John Quinn, and thanks for listening.